In our gospel today, Jesus, as he prepares to ascend into heaven, says to his disciples, "And I am going to send upon you the promise of the Father." In many ways, we can think of it like this. Guys, I'm going to take you on a great trip. So what are you thinking right now? Well, where are we going? When is the trip? How far are we going? What's going to happen on the trip? All of these things, Jesus doesn't answer. He just says, "I'm going to send upon you the power of the Father, the promise of the Father." In the Acts of the Apostles, we hear that Jesus explains it a little more fully as the gift of the Holy Spirit. And most of us, I ask, what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God has sent upon you? We mostly going like, well, gosh, I know I got some at confirmation. I'm not quite sure what they were. And I'm not quite sure if I'm even using them right now. What we are called to remember today in the ascension of our Lord is that God did not leave us. Jesus did not leave us and say, "I'm going to go up to heaven for a while. You guys figure it out here on earth. And then I'm going to come back again in a couple years. And if you guys haven't figured out, I'm going to take you back to heaven with me. If you haven't, well, too bad. But I'm not going to be here. You have it on your own." And we have to remind ourselves that's not how God works. With the people of Israel, we have this thousands and thousands of years of history of God walking with his people, of God saying, "I am present with you. If you will be present with me, then I'm not going to go anywhere. No matter where you go, I am going to be there with you. That I am always present, always loving, always with you in all things." And as the people of Israel walked this faith journey and fell down and got up and fell down and got up and fell down and got up and fell down and got up, and you know the story of failure, the story of forgiveness, the story that Jesus wishes us to continue, to go out and preach repentance of sins. Go out and tell people that God loves them and God wants them to be in a relationship with him, no matter what their sin may have been, no matter what they may have done, that God still desires their presence. God still desires their gifts. God still wants them to be with him until the end of time. That repentance of sins, that yes, we do not forgive the bad, excuse the bad behavior, but we forgive the sin. Yes, there are consequences to what we do. But God, in his love and in his mercy, says those consequences are bound here on earth, not in heaven. When you come to me with a whole and contrite heart, with a spirit, with a soul ready to listen to the words of my beloved Son, and to receive that gift of power, that gift of the Holy Spirit, that promise from God, to go out and tell the good news. Because we see what the Holy Spirit calls us to do right away next week, but already we have inklings of that. In the Acts of the Apostles, the disciples stand there going like, "Wow, what just happened?" And the two angels come and say, "Hey, get a move on. Don't stay here." Remember what happened on the mountain when Peter said, "I want to build three tents so we can stay here and worship you all the time?" And Jesus said, "No, let's go back down and get to work again." Angels are reminding them that they're not meant to be stationary, that we are a pilgrim people, a church in movement, a church gathering and sowing and reaping and carrying forth the good news of God. And of course, in the gospel today, we hear the same thing. They hear the good news of Jesus. They see him ascend into heaven and they are joyous and they go out and proclaim, even though they don't know quite what God has in store for them. They're not afraid of throwing their nets into the deep. They're not afraid of seeking to do the will of God, even though they might not have it perfect yet. And by the way, they'll never get it perfect. We'll never get it perfect. But if we stand there and wait, going like, hey, God, I'm waiting for you to make me perfect. Well, he hasn't done it yet, so I guess I don't have to do it. Which is the lie that the devil wishes us to believe. That I'm not perfect, so I'm not worthy of carrying out God's message. And that is why the preaching of the repentance of sins, the preaching of forgiveness, the offering of forgiveness, the living of reconciliation within our own lives, that gift of love is so vitally important, so central to who we are as Catholics, so central to who we are as followers of Jesus Christ, where he can look from the cross and forgive those who have murdered him. And invites us to do the same, to forgive those who persecute, who hate, who slander, who abuse, who go against the very love of God. And that's hard. That's where next week's gifts of the Holy Spirit will become so important. Those gifts of courage and fortitude, perseverance, all of those blessings that the Holy Spirit shares with us and calls us to move forward in being a light to the world, being Christ's hands, Christ's feet, Christ's voice to all. So in this day of the Ascension, we remind ourselves of that, that God is not gone. Rather, he has fulfilled his promise to us. That we are called to carry that promise to others. That God wants us with him. That God desires us to be with him. That God has given his life for us so that we might have life and life eternal.